Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Just keeping my glasses ready and listening to intel around the world.
Yeah, getting fascinating, all this stuff. So, you were reading an article to me that had, 11 or 12 things that were predicted. And I think Mike Adams had something to do with this. I know a lot of, let me start out by saying I think a lot of people are poo-pooing this and they think it's all a fake. I'd like to reiterate, it doesn't matter if it's a fake or not. And the reason it doesn't matter is because the government controls just about everything, and now they're seizing control and probably will nationalize everything. The timing is about right for all this to go down from a prophetic viewpoint. And here we are in 2020, and remember what the Lord said about 2020, and he always uses stuff that we ourselves use. And 2020 is perfect vision. So those who are watching, those who have been paying attention, definitely have been watching. And when you couple all of the signs we've had for a number of years now, cosmic signs especially, the time appears to be getting very, very close indeed. Anyway, Larry, you want to go with that article?
Yeah, I can, and they're 1 through 12, and I can read about them, and then do you want me to stop after each one and then let you comment?
Well, either that or you can comment, too. I mean, let's just go with it, because it seems to be very important.
Okay. This is, by the way, it's called The Next 12 Weeks, A Warning. These are predictions by Dave Hodges, and this is influenced by Mike Adams because Dave Hodges and Mike Adams got together, and Dave Hodges also posted a part one, Jade Helm 16 Goes Live, and really got some information there and some revelations from a lieutenant general that revealed some things, and I think I sent that to you, Stuart.
Yes.
But anyway, let me go ahead and read these. They're very, very interesting, and the first one basically has already happened almost. But anyway, this is 1 through 12, and remember, this is Dave Hodges giving this list, and these are only his predictions. This is not particularly prophecy, unless it's accurate, and I'm not trying to read it to scare anybody or frighten anybody. I'm just saying this is what Dave Hodges is saying. Now, number one. Hospitals in New York City will shortly be overwhelmed. And as a matter of fact, Stuart, reports are already coming out of there that their 911 system and ambulance calls have already become overwhelmed. What do you think?
Yeah, this is going to happen all over. This is what Dr. Fuki, I think, is. I'm not sure you pronounced that right, but he was saying that they're trying to blunt this curve or wave, actually be a much better wording, excuse me, to, how do I say, blunt the rise of the wave so that the hospitals don't get overwhelmed. But I would remind everybody again that of the vision that Red Elk had and other people have had about a pandemic of this type. So I don't question that at all. The panic, I guess, in New York City was tremendous. Even fighting, the police had to be called out, right, Larry, in some of those areas?
Yeah, it was very interesting. A lot of the reports was that they were even fighting with the police and security guards. So just think if the people really knew the accurate democracy. But anyway, yeah, that's very interesting. It's already basically been fulfilled. Number two, unprepared masses will soon shift from scared to the violent stage. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, well, we're already beginning to see stuff. I mean, I've seen reports of fighting even over toilet paper, fighting over bottled water. I mean, I'm not talking about words. I'm talking about fisticuffs and that sort of fighting. Well, it won't take long before people will be showing up with weapons, and they'll just take whatever they want. See, this is one of the problems in the United States, and this is one of the reasons why God is going to judge the United States so severely, is we have lost our way a long, long time ago. And the behavior of these people is, I want it, and it's mine, and I have a right to it, and I have to kill you for it. That's what I'm going to do. Not like the Great Depression in the old days, where a man might walk up to a house, knock on the door, and say, I'll work for a day if you can feed me one meal. That went on all over. And there was none, but that's not what it's going to be now. And if you're not prepared for the absolute total violence that's coming, I mean, we haven't even begun this yet. This hasn't even started. We're barely seeing the tip of the iceberg, and they're already fighting. Fisticuffs, well, that's really going to turn violent. And biker gangs and all that, when these cities get shut down or the food supply stop, I'll get into that. Yeah, you got a problem. That'd be my take. You were a police officer, Larry, for years and years. You know all about violence.
Well, I do, and I've seen the unvarnished side of humanity, and let me assure you, it's rather dark. I was going to make a comment, too, Stuart. You remember when the Lord told Darnett and I to move, and he also told Darnett, he said, I want you to move soon because you've got to move before the fighting. Well, Stuart, that word from the Lord to Darnett and I, it's becoming more clear now.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. It's amazing how people have been so corrupted. You talk about the knowledge of good and evil, which most people mock. There was no such thing as a fall back in Genesis. What are you talking about? Well, here's a good example of it. Where do they think this comes from? Comes from the great I am. I'm entitled, and I'm going to get what I want. And no, you're not. What you're going to get is death. I mean, I don't understand people's attitude towards all this. What do they think about why the Lord would destroy most of the population of the world? Just like the flood of Noah, he said men became evil to the point where it was a blessing to exterminate them. Well, I don't think that's changed. Do you, Larry? I think it's worse now.
Yeah. Okay, and here's another one, number three. Entire cities in the USA, lockdowns begin to happen.
Yep. They were talking about that. Today, Dr. Fuki was talking about that they might have to do that. And,
okay.
In fact, I think he's already told Trump, you should have done it already and shut down the interstates. He probably was told to soften it up, not to scare people. But, yeah, I think that's where we're headed.
Okay, and then number four, very interesting. He predicts people in cities will begin to flee. Locust waves out of the cities into the suburbs. Guard your preps.
Yeah. It is going to be total chaos, confusion, killings, rapings. They lose it. There have been many prophecies about this, about them fleeing the cities. And what they don't realize is all the land outside of the cities is owned. And most of the people that own that land are self-sufficient farmers. And they better be careful when they think they're just going to steal whatever they can get their hands on, because most of them probably end up dead. I'll never forget the story. I don't want to name the names of a prepper who went to a neighbor and told him to prep, and a neighbor said, why should I? I'll just come steal what you got. That's the attitude. That is the sick, sick, perverted attitude of people today. Don't be surprised when God judges the United States. We have no clue as to the horrific judgment that's coming our way. And this is just a reflection of it. You know, they'll just go out and rob, rape, pillage, whatever. And there's, I don't know, Larry, you know what that's like when people lose it. They lose their ability to even think. And what's going on with panic? In fact, Drudge has panic pandemic in one of his headlines. People really are beginning to panic. And when you look at the futures, which is down, what, 1,400 or something like that? And what's going to happen when the markets open? What's going to happen if the whole thing collapses? Which I think Trump and those people are getting afraid that this is out of control, and it's maybe it's willful on the part of the big bankers. Who knows? What do you think?
Yeah, that's true. And then here's an interesting one. Number five, huge run on guns and ammo. Then they run on communications. In other words, those that haven't prepped, that haven't put them up a radio or put them up any weapons of any kind or anything, they're going to go wild because they're going to want this all at once, all across the country. And my opinion, and this is just my opinion, I think he's right, but I think that the government's going to lock down guns and ammo. What do you think?
Yep, I think they will. You know, guns flying off the shelf already, but there are some cities, I think Chicago has outlawed it. We have no constitution, not really. We have no real Bill of Rights. What you're watching, folks, is the total elimination of the Bill of Rights under the guise of a pandemic emergency. And you don't have any rights. In fact, I was watching the Stand movie, and there was one scene in there where this, I think it was a guy that was arguing with the National Guard troops about his rights. And the answer was, we have now under martial law, and you don't have any rights. So that's where we're going.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, and I thought of The Stand again today. That's an incredible movie. And then number six, expect Trump in this confusion in the USA to send military to arrest the traitors.
Well, that's going to be kind of interesting as to who's who. And this is going to be very, very telling, because remember Jade Helm, and they were arresting ordinary preppers and people like that in Jade Helm. They weren't arresting the left socialists. So this may be the red list, blue list, and Trump may not be in charge of any of it. He can be replaced, or probably already has, basically, by deep state. They're telling him what to do. He looks very, very nervous on all of these things that he's come out. That's not normal for Trump. He's more subdued. It's almost like, this is what you're going to say, and this is how you're going to say it. I don't know if I'm right. I hope I'm not. But there has been a change in him that I've noticed.
Okay, and then number seven, which is really interesting, and we do have to watch closely on this issue, says Trump will declare UPS, FedEx, and USPS, the Postal Service, critical infrastructure, which means becomes overseen by the government. And I think after that, he actually added Amazon. He said Amazon.com is so huge that it could also be taken in by the government.
Yep, I think that you may start seeing nationalization of the airlines. nationalization of all the food chains. This is what a dictatorship does. Don't forget what the Illuminati protocols said they were going to do. And they were going to create an emergency situation. As they were going to tell the people, look, we got an emergency here and we have to suspend rights. Now, they're not telling you that. They're just taking the rights. They're not telling you they're suspending them. But they really are. And then they would say, well, as soon as the emergency is over, we'll give you all your rights back. They flat out said they were going to lie to the people. They were never going to give the rights back. And now we hear from England, from a leaked document, that this virus is going to be around at least for a year, if not more. Queen of England's vanished. She's gone in her bunker, whatever it is. I don't know, Larry. What's number? Is that number seven or?
Yeah, that was number seven. Now, number eight, I would fully expect to happen possibly soon. Truckers begin to refuse to deliver in high infection zones. What do you think?
Yep, absolutely. They will. And police departments. I just read an article where police was found with the virus. Well, if that happens, then who's going to take care of the rioting? So, you know, a smart police officer who's got a family is just going to call in sick or whatever. Not everyone will. A lot of them will honor it, even if they die for doing it. But when it comes right down to total bedlam, I know what happened out there in California. When they had the riots out there, the police wouldn't even go in there. If you got caught in that, you were on your own. And I got a feeling that's going to happen all over again. What do you think, Larry? I mean, you've been in law enforcement for a long time. Duty to their family may outweigh whatever else.
That's just natural. And by the way, lawfully, the way they've introduced this thing, if any of these EMTs or firemen or police decide they want to stay at their family, all they got to do is call in and say, I'm sick, and you get 2 weeks off paid right there, the way they're talking.
Yep. Yep. That's interesting. Yeah, go ahead, Lee.
Yeah. And this, and matter of fact, it was interesting that some of the focus on today's coronavirus press conference was indicating that EMTs and emergency personnel, police, and the military were priority above everybody else in treatment. Did you hear that?
Yep, absolutely. And if you're over probably, well, we're getting contradicted. They raised the age to 65, but I just read an article from France and one other country where they said, don't buy this business that it's only the elderly. They have people in ICU. Half of the people in France are 60 and under, and in the other country, 50 and under. This thing is attacking anybody. So if you think you're immune just because you're not an old person like I am, that you're immune to it, you're not.
Yeah, and this next one, number nine now, this reminds me of Red Elk, and I do want you to comment on this. Number nine, people begin to die in mass numbers. The culling begins.
Yeah, that sounds like the movie The Stand, where virtually nobody was left at the end of the pandemic. Read that one again for everybody. That one's important.
Yeah, this is Dave Hodges, his prediction. He says people will begin to die in mass numbers. The culling has begun.
Yep. 100% in agreement with that. This is the culling. This is the beginning of the culling machine of the New World Order. Georgia Guidestones. Why else would masonry carve in granite or marble, whatever those things are, in stone, that they want to reduce the population by 6.5 billion people globally. And as to why Atlanta or the state of Georgia glorifies these stones is beyond me, because what they're saying is we got to murder 6.5 billion people. And yet, you know, I don't know, Larry. Something's gone wrong with humanity. That's all I know.
Okay, number 11. Now, remember, these are only predictions. Number 11, the USA, as we know it, will not survive the next 2 years.
Absolutely. If this is not a trial run just to see what people are going to do, and then they'll tweak it for a later run, I do believe that this is a softening up process for an invasion. This is what you always do to a country. You go in, you create problems, you soften the people up, and then you come in and invade. Now, always remember, folks, if you see the word China, think United Nations. If you see the word United Nations, think China. China's behind a lot of this. And I've always thought that China was the model of the New World Order. It's a total dictatorship. Here's a headline. Okay, go ahead with the next one, Larry.
Okay, number 11, the federal government as we know it ceases to exist. And Stuart, they're already talking continuity of government.
Yep, that's what I think this is the plan. I think this thing is going to let it play out. And in some ways, I guess it doesn't matter whether it's fake or whether it's real. I know a lot of people think this whole thing is just fake. I don't think so. I think this is very, very real, and it's far, far more deadly than people think it is. And that is why we have all this total misinformation, disinformation out there. That is one of the reasons why it seems like the federal government is so incompetent. They couldn't get out of their own way. But these people are not stupid. So if they're not stupid, and they're not incompetent, then what is going on other than this is willful in an attempt to get this thing spread as far as they can, especially in the United States. The main target of the New World Order is the United States. This has been said a long time ago. The United States has to be toppled in order for the New World Order to come up. And Larry's absolutely right. Some of these even state governors are talking continuity of government, COG, FEMA, Homeland Security. In fact, FEMA is now in charge, basically, behind the scenes. Homeland Security is over FEMA. So both of those are very, very deadly for the freedoms of the United States citizens. So this is going to get very, very interesting and deadly,
yeah.
I think.
And then number 12 is kind of a last scratch that he wrote down. He said, as things begin to fail around you, and I think he's referring to basically your public utilities, you know, and all of that. He says, prep to hunker down and survive. So that's the last word. That's 12.
Yep, and they're kind of ridiculing the preppers. In fact, Trump said, Don't be hoarding now. I can remember when I grew up in fall, we had enough food in the basement to feed us all the way through winter and into the next year. So the next garden would come in. Now that would be considered foolish hoarding. Back then, it was normal. I lived out in the country. I lived in Vermont, way out in the boonies. Every farmer that I knew did that. Everybody did it. And it was thought normal. Now, if you go to the store and buy 3 days of food to feed yourself, you're a hoarder, basically. And, you know, it's too bad. Here's a headline, Larry. Fauci, doctor, doesn't rule out national lockdown. So they're already telling you. Folks, they're already telling you what they're going to do. U.S. now under level 2 travel advisory in the country. Amazon warns, break in anywhere, Larry. Amazon warns of delivery delays running out of items. Folks, this reassurance that we got today of the food supply is probably not necessarily accurate. Let's word it that way. China trade has all but stopped. If they shut down the interstate, all kinds of things are going to break down. They're closing stores. They're closing everything they can think of. So, anyway, what do you think? Amazon warns of delivery delays, running out of items. They may have enough for another wave to restock, but after that, I think it's going to go south. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a matter of fact, Hal Turner's already, you know, we read it once a little bit. I'll read it again. He had intelligence from insiders that were saying that all interstate travel is prepared to be stopped. Where you are is where you will be, and said coming quarantine will be to your house. Reports quarantine effect from any time, matter of fact, today, Sunday, March 15th, even through next week could begin in the USA, and said concerned that national communications might be interrupted. So, yeah, you're right. And matter of fact, Stuart,
go ahead.
As a matter of fact, Hal Turner's got one out right now that I won't read. I really don't want to read it, but it's basically a warning from, he says, sources, the highest levels of U.S. federal government, after the White House presentation today. He said the safest thing for you to do is no longer try to warn your family and friends, but to go top off your supplies before they find out how critical the situation really is.
I mean, there's a lot of mocking going on, and when I was in a, I can't remember if it was Walnut or a major grocery store up here, and I couldn't believe what people were putting in their carts. I don't think they have a clue. As in fact, one lady said she thought it was all a big joke, maybe referring to the toilet paper, which, you know, I don't know how big a joke it is if you run out. But we're reaching a time to, of trouble.
Well,
and,
sure.
Go ahead.
I was just going to, I shared with you an example. Today I went to town, and overnight the owners of a station here that a lot of people use, and I'm not going to say what town, had completely sold out to another group. I don't know who the new owners are, but now because of, you know, I live in a low poverty area, and so many had spent every penny they had buying toilet paper everywhere, they're starting to steal gas. They're out of money. It's the middle of the month only, and they don't have gasoline, and now they're starting stealing it. Their neighbors, they said, our neighbors are robbing us, you know. And so they sold the place overnight, and then the new owners have a, you know, unless you pay before, you don't get any gasoline at all. They won't even turn your pump on.
Yeah. Yeah, this is another indication of what's happened to the American people and how dangerous this could get overnight, basically. Here are some headlines from Drudge. Panic pandemic. Trump, pray, which always you want to do that. Don't hoard. Feds cut rates to zero. Stocks limit down. Blew the breaker, I guess, on futures. World is shutting down. Italy, 368 dead in one day. That's going to come here. They're saying they're getting ahead of it. I don't think there's any way to get ahead of this. This has been thought out. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, today on the White House briefing, I think it was Fauci, he said the worst is yet to come. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Yeah, they've warned everybody. So the question is whether or not anybody's going to heed it. I don't think so. I think most Americans are essentially are poo-pooing it. But they're not going to do that for much longer. Anyway, Larry, thanks for coming on. If we get something really cooking out here, we'll certainly have another program. Anyway, good night, folks. Take care.